KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock this morning, we have 8 degrees above under mostly clear skies here in Atlantic, and we look for mostly sunny skies today, a high near 33. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In local news, a prosecutor says the woman found dead in a western Iowa farmhouse during a kidnapping investigation is the kidnapping suspect's mother. Sac County Attorney Ben Smith said Friday that 21-year-old Kirk Riley Levin's mother, Marilyn Schmidt, was the woman found in the farmhouse in Early, 100 miles northwest of Des Moines. Sheriff Ken McClure says a 21-year-old woman told investigators that Levin assaulted her and told her he was kidnapping her after showing up at her home Thursday morning asking for a ride to the house. He says she managed to get away and get help from a local resident. Levin was released from prison on Tuesday after serving more than 2 years for burglary. Investigators found him hiding in a barn Thursday and arrested him. Levin remained jailed Friday on preliminary charges of assault with intent to commit sexual assault, assault while participating in a felony, and third-degree kidnapping. Levin was released on New Year's Day from the prison in Mount Pleasant after serving a little more than 2 years of a five-year sentence for third-degree burglary. Iowa Department of Corrections spokesman Fred Scaletta said that Iowa prison terms are frequently reduced if inmates stay out of trouble while incarcerated. Page County Sheriff's Office says a woman from Coin reported on Friday the theft of her purse. A purse which contained money and personal items was stolen from the 27-year-old woman's 1999 Buick LeSabre parked near her residence in the 200 block of Church Street in Coin. The theft took place sometime between 7 p.m. Thursday and 7:30 a.m. on Friday. A dollar amount of the loss was not available on Friday afternoon and no arrests have been made. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a special session on Monday morning in Greenfield. During their 9 a.m. meeting at the courthouse, the board will discuss and possibly act on some administrative matters, including taxable mileage, the Area 14 Agency on Aging Fiscal Year 2012 financial statement, and a travel policy resolution. At 9:15, the board will review valuation and insurance information. At 9:30, they're scheduled to hear a fiscal year 2014 funding request from the Adair County Historical Society, followed by at 9:45 by a funding request as well from the Adair County Tourism Bureau representative. At 10 a.m., the supervisors will receive a fiscal year 2014 funding request from Chad Schreck with Midwest Partnership. Dozens of Iowans have asked the state health insurance commissioner to deny another premium increase sought by the state's dominant health insurer, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The company wants to raise premiums on 150,000 individual policyholders by 12% to 13% starting in April. Wellmark has been raising premiums for the past several years, including 9.4% last year and 8.5% in 2011. Wellmark says it needs more money to pay for the higher cost of medical services. The company sells about 86% of the non-employer health insurance policies in Iowa. On Saturday, State Insurance Commissioner Susan Voss will hold a public hearing on the company's request. Iowa officials are reminding some homeowners affected by foreclosure to submit a claim for compensation from a national settlement. And Attorney General Tom Miller says that borrowers have until January 18th to file a claim under a national mortgage settlement worth $25 billion. More than 11,000 Iowa homeowners who lost their property between 2008 and 2011 are likely eligible. And Miller says more than half of the qualified borrowers that were notified in September have filed claims. Eligible borrowers had mortgages with the five largest servicers in the country. The settlement sets aside money for borrowers whose foreclosure proceedings may have been mishandled. The Adams County Sheriff's Department says a Corning man was arrested on Thursday night. 28-year-old Trevor Binge was arrested around 6:45 p.m. on a warrant for filing a false report to law enforcement. The man was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Authorities in Montgomery County say a teenager from Red Oak was arrested early Friday morning on drug charges. According to Red Oak Police, 17-year-old Nicholas Brenton Schooling was taken into custody at around 4 a.m. on charges that include unlawful possession of prescription drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. Schooling was released to the custody of his father and referred to juvenile court. Union County Sheriff Rick Peel reports a vehicle that was stolen late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning from a rural Union County residence was found on Thursday afternoon in Kansas. The vehicle, which was taken from a location about 4 miles north-northeast of Creston, was found about 190 miles away in Shawnee County, Kansas. No other details are currently available. Cam School District pre-K through 8th grade principal Larry Hunts is a part of a statewide effort to reduce or eliminate bullying and harassment in Iowa schools. The Cam School District, in cooperation with First National Bank and Corn Belt Insurance, will host a special program for middle and high school students on Thursday, January 10th. The program, Rachel's Challenge, is a series of student-empowering programs and strategies which equip students and adults with the mental tools to combat bullying, while at the same time allaying feelings of isolation and despair by creating a culture of kindness and compassion. The student sessions take place from 8:45 a.m. until 9:45 a.m. on Thursday at the Cam Middle School and from noon to 1 at the Cam High School. There will also be student training at the high school in Anita from 1:30 to 3 p.m. on Thursday. In addition to the student program, a parent community session will be held Thursday evening. The Rachel's Challenge program is based on the writings of a 17-year-old Rachel Scott, who was the first student to die at Columbine High School in 1999. The core component of the program is a school assembly that tells her story and serves as the inspiration for change among students. Hunt says the CAM Board of Directors and District Administrators believe the program will bring real-life meaning to their students and community on the problems students face when it comes to bullying and harassment. You can find out more information about that program by going to rachelschallenge.org. Federal investigators are still looking for the cause of a medical helicopter crash in northern Iowa that killed three people, pilot Gene Grell, nurse Shelley Lair Langenbaugh, and also a paramedic Russell Peel died in the helicopter crash north of Ventura Wednesday night. They were on their way to Emmitsburg to pick up a patient. Lair Langenbaugh and Peel worked for Mercy Medical Center in North Iowa in Mason City. The CEO of the medical transport company that owned the helicopter says the pilot didn't make any emergency call. The helicopter had a satellite tracking system that monitored its position and other information instead of the traditional onboard black box. Weather was overcast with 10 to 15 mile per hour winds at the time of the crash. And a judge has ruled statements from a man charged with murder and a landlord's death will be inadmissible in trial. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports that Judge Sean McPartland ruled Justin Marshall should have been read his Miranda rights at the beginning of an October 2009 interview with police. The state argues that Marshall did not need to be read his rights at the time because he was not considered a suspect until later. McPartland ruled on Wednesday that the interview could be used only to discredit another witness in the trial, which is scheduled on January 22nd. Taking a look here at world headlines here for you at this hour. Officials say a wave generated by a strong earthquake off Alaska isn't strong enough to produce damaging effects. The Alaska Tsunami Warning Center says a tsunami warning issued after the quake has been canceled. The magnitude 7.5 quake struck about 60 miles west of Craig, Alaska. The police chief in Craig says houses shook, but there were no reports of injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was followed by six aftershocks, the strongest registered at 5.1 and came nearly 4 hours after the initial quake. Gun shows have come under pressure in the wake of the Newton, Connecticut school shootings. Four gun shows about an hour's drive from Newton have been canceled. A gun show in Saratoga Springs, New York, agreed to not display military-style weapons in high-capacity magazines. Gun shows in other areas are still being held, and organizers say it's not fair they're seen as the brunt of the problem. Lance Armstrong's attorney is denying a published report that the former cyclist has decided to admit to doping charges that cost him his 7 Tour de France titles. Tim Herman says he has no knowledge of Armstrong considering a confession. The New York Times report says Armstrong wants to restore his athletic career in triathlons and running events at age 41. Venezuela's vice president has sent a strong signal that the government may seek to postpone President Hugo Chavez's inauguration due to his delicate condition after cancer surgery in Cuba. Vice President Nicolas Maduro says Chavez could be sworn in later on if he's not able to take the oath of office before lawmakers next week. The opinion conflicts with the opposition's view. A nighttime snowmobile run down an unlit Italian ski slope turned deadly for six Russian tourists. Italian news reports say two other people were injured after the snowmobile slammed into a fence and flipped over into a ditch. A Russian news report says the machine was towing a sled. A Russian official in Italy says authorities are looking into excessive speed. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Eugene Gene Francis Casey, age 64, of Griswold, died December 24th at his home in Griswold. A memorial mass for Gene Casey will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home has arrangements. Bruno Jr. Sonny Reichardt, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died December 20th at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center in Atlantic. Celebration of life services for Sonny Reichardt will be held 11 a.m. today at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Ray F. Earhart, age 84, formerly of Anita, died Tuesday at the Mitchell Village Care Center. Memorial services for Ray F. Earhart will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Altoona United Methodist Church. Hamilton's Funeral Home in Altoona has arrangements. Ione Aim, age 87, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ione Aim will be held on Saturday today at 2 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Gladys Lucille White, age 98, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Gladys White will be held today at 2 p.m. at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Donna Jean Weiss, age 49, of Guthrie Center, died December 24th at the Greene County Medical Center. No funeral services are planned for Donna Jean Weiss, but a visitation will take place today from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Merle Brakefield, age 71, of Carson, died Thursday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services with Masonic rites for Merle Brakefield will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Carson. The Lust Hills Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. Marietta Holstey, age 91, of Bridgewater, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Marietta Holstey will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Peter's United Church of Christ south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Beulah Jensen, age 93, of Anita, formerly of the Atlantic and Elkhorn areas, died Friday at the Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Beulah Jensen will be held Monday at 1:30 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jerome Jerry Blummel, age 89, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Jerry Blummel will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Anna Elizabeth Edwards, age 87, of Springfield, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral arrangements are being handled by the Walnut Lawn Funeral Home in Springfield, Missouri. And James Donahue, age 86, of Omaha, died Thursday at the Nebraska Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Services for James Donahue are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.